Over the past 15 years, few states have relied more on the Federal Emergency Management Agency than Vermont. Our state has experienced 25 federally declared disasters over that time period, and we've gotten more FEMA assistance per capita than anywhere except Hawaii, Louisiana, and New York. That's one of the reasons that state and local officials are so worried about what President Donald Trump's plans for FEMA will mean for Vermont. Vermont Public Reporter Peter Hirschfeld has been tracking down what we know and what we don't about the future of FEMA, and he joins us now to talk about what the federal response might look like when the next disaster hits. Hey there, Pete.
Hi, Mitch.
So, Pete, President Trump has issued some conflicting statements about what he wants FEMA to look like in the future. And based on what we've heard so far, what does he have in mind?
One thing President Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have been clear and consistent about is that they want states to take on a much bigger role in disaster response. And they're talking both about short-term response in the immediate aftermath of a disaster when you're trying to assess damage, do outreach to survivors. And they're also talking about long-term recovery, where you're trying to rebuild devastated communities. Erica Borneman is the former director of Vermont Emergency Management. She's a consultant now following all this stuff. She says this new approach would be a fundamental shift from the way the system works now. And she says it has huge implications for Vermont as it contemplates recovery from future disasters.
That is the most expensive part of FEMA, is long-term recovery to disasters. And to shift that cost to states and locals is no small feat. And it requires an infrastructure at the state and local level that doesn't already exist.
State officials say they know they need to stand up that new infrastructure, but they say there are so many unanswered questions about how this new system might work that they can't really begin that process in earnest.
Well, Pete, do we have any indication as of now as to whether these changes are going to affect the amount of overall funding that Vermont gets for disaster response and recovery?
That's the key question, right, Mitch? For all states right now, and it's one we don't have an answer to. We've already seen some significant funding reductions to existing FEMA programs that Vermont relies on to reduce the risk of future disasters. That's going to be many millions of dollars annually that Vermont won't be getting anymore. And I've talked to national experts who worry that might be a canary in the coal mine in terms of what we might see with recovery funding big picture. We've also seen FEMA terminate some key disaster response protocols that were instrumental to the federal response in 2023 and 2024. I'm talking here about the deployment of hundreds of FEMA employees who knocked on doors in affected communities to connect folks with aid. FEMA has also done away with the brick-and-mortar locations known as disaster recovery centers, where people could get in-person assistance with their applications. Chief Flood Recovery Officer Douglas Farnham says it's clear that the version of FEMA we see after the next disaster is going to look different from what we've become accustomed to, and not always for the better.
FEMA did a really excellent job of coming in, working with us, stabilizing communities, being accessible. And, we are seeing other states that have had declarations, and FEMA is not coming in that same way.
Well, given all that, Pete, what are state emergency management officials and municipal officials doing to prepare?
Vermont Emergency Management is working with the Agency of Human Services to create a new system that will duplicate or replace the kind of survivor outreach services that FEMA won't be providing anymore. There's a state task force that's been examining what proposed changes at FEMA will mean for Vermont. They have a report coming out in a couple weeks, and I'm told that that report will recommend the creation of a new disaster reserve fund funded by state dollars that could backfill the financial assistance that might not be coming from FEMA next time. But in a lot of cases, people are in a holding pattern until they know more. I asked everyone I talked to for this story the same question. If Vermont gets hit with another devastating flood this summer, how would FEMA's response look similar to or different from what we saw in 2023 and 2024? And no one has a great answer for that. And it's one of the reasons that the emergency management community is so concerned.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld, and you can read all of our flood anniversary coverage at vermontpublic.org. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.